Her paper will be read by Joachim Marcel, her colleague from Berlin. Talk will be on the functions of writing in the earliest documents.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the task to give you greetings from Eva. She regrets that she could not come, and she asked me to read her paper, which I fairly will do now, with the exception that she is looking much better than me. I'm sorry for that. And also, I have to remark before, this is a very intellectual text for me, and I'm afraid I will meet some words I never have seen before. I'm sorry. During the last decades, the study of ancient Near Eastern writing systems, especially the invention and development of early writing, has changed from a complementary subject of philology to a subdiscipline in its own right. Attention is given to various aspects, such as cognitive, epistemological, and pragmatic dimensions of the phenomena associated to writing and its use in early societies. But what about the, so to say, complementary phenomenon to writing, that is reading? The use and peruse of written documents constitute an important condition, especially with regard to the formation of process, as well as to the concept of writing as such. In fact, the perception of early writing has by and large been investigated under linguistic aspects. That is, which language is to be associated with the earliest written documents in the ancient Near East? How did the concept of writing change with regard to the needs of recording spoken language? Which phenomena are due to the influence of phonetics? But the meaning of a written text does not only disclose itself through its wording, the graphic arrangement, the layout of the single elements, the material presentation of the text is just as well of importance to the cognitive perception. This paper aims at giving some preliminary outlines for the analysis and functional role of aesthetical elements in early writing. 3 points shall be elaborated. First, material aspects of writing. Secondly, writing, speech, and written language. And third, reading. Material aspects. To us, writing is the most natural thing in the world. As a technique, it is not only characteristic to civilized man, but also indispensable condition of the modern state. However, this attitude easily obscures one's view of the most banal facts. Firstly, the transition to literacy is within developmental history rather improbable. And secondly, despite an overwhelming documentation on the prehistory of writing and the history of scripts, literacy in ancient Near Eastern society was a quite restricted phenomenon. The introduction of the use of writing in a society may be generally regarded as a possible response to societal developments and needs, a setting that, nevertheless, doesn't exclude further stimulating reasons as prestige, ceremony, and representation. The historical discernible solutions to overcome these needs are characterized by varying strategies of problem solving, depending on preconditions and setting of such a process. The consequences of the implementation of sophisticated means of graphic communication clearly differ according to the given historical, societal, cultural circumstances. To assess the socio-economic, political, epistemological role of this instrument, the reverse, that is the perceptive use of written documents, has to be taken into account. The principle of establishing a direct contact-independent link between language and writing, as well as the sometimes long-lasting process of optimizing the convertibility of both, has certainly contributed substantially to the success of writing. Not only the transfer spoken language to written text, but also vice versa, are the main operations which characterize performative literacy in early societies. If instead we understand writing as a German word, Kulturtechnik, of high complexity, we come to analyze not only its linguistic aspects, but also its iconic, diagrammatic, performative, and operative potentials. It is these potentials which play an important role for the process of reading. Textuality. Easily, writing is associated with the term text, both often linked to each other via the phenomenon of language. But textuality and the use of writing do not principally coincide, as they pertain to differing descriptive systems. De facto, Egypt as well as Mesopotamia point to a multimedial textual concept, thus allowing for texts even in earliest phases of writing. Proto-cuneiform and archaic cuneiform documents do represent virtually open texts in condensed clusters of information. These texts are principally open with respect to the language used for their interpretation, verbalizing, paraphrasing, extending and unfolding the given indications into a text according to the given layout and conventions generally agreed on. In this respect, the proto-cuneiform and archaic writing systems perhaps can be described as glottographic, even syllaptographic. These documents do record contents, ideas, situations, but recover these informations, they have to be unfolded by means of complex cognitive processes, of visual recognition, as well as intellectual elaboration. This implies at the same time a process of understanding, a high cognitive skill, going far beyond this information visibly given. The material factor. As the material and technical context influences the morph of the writing system itself, the materiality of writing and its impact of the phenomenon under consideration has to be addressed. This aspect, to a certain extent, directly conditions the process of reading, not only as regards discernibility, monumental writing, in brackets, but also as regards velocity and interpretation. Thus, the graphic organization of written text relates to its perception. So, for instance, writing in scriptura continua is not only difficult for modern readers, but also a sign for the tradition of reading as an oral activity. The material nature of the primary medium determines to a considerable extent structure and form of the writing system. These non-language-based factors are often considered as secondary functions of writing, but this view neglects the performative potentials of writing, which do heavily influence the capability of reading, as we shall see later. Writing, speech, and written language. The correlation between language and writing works on different levels and exhibits a broad typological variety. They can be looked at from the formal point of view, differentiating between logography, syllabography, and phonography. Within these varying forms of graphic representation, the specific capability to record spoken language, speech is differently addressed. Interestingly enough, the structural influence of speech for the structure of the writing system has also been limited. Cuneiform writing systems never adopted a radical phonemographic system, although they easily might have realized that. But, as Cooper puts it, despite the obvious capability to write text entirely phonetically, the resistance to a purely phonetic orthography, which would have greatly simplified these writing systems, suggests that certain ideological bases in favor of traditional logophonetic writing were working against Gelb's principle of economic aiming at the expression of linguistic forms by the smallest possible number of signs. Speech as a developmental stimulus. A general trend in human history has been characterized by Jack Goody as follows. The more complex the organization of the state and the economy, the greater the pressure toward the graphic representation of speech. As a general statement, this certainly holds true. With regard to the phase of early writing, however, the idea has probably to be modified insofar as the representation of speech is certainly not the stimulating factor for the development of writing as such. We might doubt whether spoken language as a media did play any role at all in that early stage. On the other hand, according to some definitions, the terms writing and script should be applied only to phonocentric systems. So, for example, when the term is limited to a system of marks made on surfaces to symbolize language on some levels, or levels most commonly morphemic, syllabic, demisyllabic, or combinations of these. The symbolization must be complete enough so that experienced writers can write whatever they can say in the language, and experienced readers can reproduce the same stream of speech when they read it aloud. Language and writing. The capability of reading a written text is, among other things, based on some characteristics shared by both media, language, and writing. This can easily be seen when we shortly look at the so-called six universals of spoken language, namely, semanticity, language as a means for producing sense and enabling understanding. Creativity, language as instruments undergo a permanent process of productive change. Historicity, languages are subject to historical change. Alterity, language as a phenomenon of reflexivity and participation. Exteriority, languages answer the needs to articulate orally. And last but not least, discursivity, the linear structure of speech. From these six principal characteristics of spoken language, the three last mentioned, alterity, exteriority, and discursivity are the most important with respect to the process of reading. If these peculiar aspects of spoken language can be transferred adequately to the writing system, the two media of communication, graphic and oral, do correspond to a high degree. Moreover, a closer look makes clear that it is exactly these three aspects whose capacities are not only shared by both media, but are significantly enlarged by means of writing. First, alterity. The written text, or cluster of information, allows for reflection to an even higher degree than spoken language itself. The possibility to reconsider the written argument or information, just be looking at it by reshaping, yet rewriting it, implies the factor of recognition, that is more general reading. Second, exteriority. Exteriority, the storage of information, allows not only for personal but also for temporal and topological distance. But in contrast to spoken language, written language owes a durative aspect. Third, discursivity. The most prominent characteristic of spoken language is sequentiality. Spoken language is linear on all levels, phonetics, words, phrases. Each of these is arranged in a linear sequence, which means a considerably high skill in the understanding of complex phrases. Within the sphere of writing, linearity is not a conditio sine qua non. On the contrary, the materiality of writing allows for not only non-linear presentation of an argument, but also for comments, insertions, and digression. Textual sequentiality is easily established or re-established by means of specific marks. So, for instance, footnotes, small characters, paragraphs of indents. According to its material nature, each writing system has developed a specific set of graphic and visual markers to make use of the capacities of expansion. The relevance of other means of graphic communication, namely iconographic systems, the visual arts, has been discussed by various scholars. With respect to the ancient Near Eastern documentation, the cylinder seal might have played quite a role for the conceptual development of linearity. With its specific form, the cylinder conditions linear layout and sequences. The material nature of the object stimulates narrative sequential iconicity. The Uruk vase is the most prominent example, with the typical features of semiotic structuring of the pictorial narrative. Features such as linear organization, separation by means of lines or registers, scale, hierarchy and space, and last but not least, direction, are important. It is certainly important to note, with Schmandt-Besserath, proto-literate art systematically borrowed basic strategies from writing to convey information. These strategies include a linear structure, the system of semantic location, position, direction, and size of the images. To us, exact semantic decodification of this iconic representation is limited, but the process of decoding seems to be quite similar to the process adopted for decoding reading documents of early writing. The single icons function as more or less symbolic representations, transferred into a virtual text by the individual perceptor. The rules, norms, modes of decoding are part of agreed conventions. The text, which can be generated that way, are to a certain extent open, dynamic, they allow for multiple interpretation. As always, semiotic adequacy is linked to semiotic equivalence. Sequentially, then, is an important, perhaps the most important, link between writing and spoken language. The linear sequence on the level of articulation as well as on the level of morphology determines the structure of speech. If writing is to reflect spoken language, even speech, the graphic representation has to reflect sequentially. Sequentiality can be realized by means of phonetic or syllabic segmentation. If logographic systems are used, the sequentiality of the lexemes has to be fixed. In this case, the degree of grammatical depth is important only with regard to ambiguity. Reading. Three specific aspects which may be considered as contributing to the process of reading have been shortly looked into: the notion of text, the relation between language, respectivity, speech, and writing, and the semantic connotations transferred together with spoken language. Their general conceptual relevance cannot be doubted, as the later development of writing systems clearly shows reaction. When does reading become a structural category for the concept of writing? In Europe, the history of reading has seen massive changes during the Middle Ages. Like a watershed, the transition from voiced reading to silent reading separates the cultures of reading in the West. Traditionally, and also in the ancient world, reading was oral, allowed in audiences or groups, as for example declamations of written text. In this respect, reading was very much linked to orality, performance of non-written text. But also individual reading was characterized by performing the text in a muffled voice. The cognitive skills and processes linked to the transfer of written text into reading have changed to condense meaning, to form articulation required for the decoding of the text. Two factors intrinsic to all written documents determine the nature of these physiological processes. The first is the structure of language itself, the frequency of polysyllabic word, the presence or absence of inflection, and the different conventions for word order all determine which mental capacities are required for the decoding of written as well as oral language. The second factor is the way the language is transcribed, that is, the full range of graphic conventions used for its representation. The special organization of script thus is crucial for the understanding and reception of the written. Again, the recurse on modern neuro-linguistic research on alphabetical reading structures exhibits a pattern which might be of interest for the analysis of early writing. If applied to the evidence of early writing, the earliest types of written documentation in Mesopotamia do exhibit a structure which lends itself to a perusal of texts, known as reference reading. It is the cluster structure of information, the rapid access to information by scanning the perused inscribed space. Although this skill is usually associated with more experienced readers in modern cultures, it may hold true also for the early civilizations. It means visual marks, especially the logographic writing, is effectful for this type of reading. It is the later process of phonetization, which leads to a sort of continuous writing, scriptura continua, and a completely new set of diagrammatic elements. The ancient reader's success in finding a reasonably appropriate meaning in the text acted as the final control that the task of separation has been accurately performed. As the Latin grammatician Maximus Victorinus puts it, lectio, the synthetic combination of letters to form syllables and syllables to form words, of necessity precedes narratio, that is, the comprehension of a text. Thank you for your attention.